Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The center fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The DH, David Ortiz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brent Gates. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sidney Ponson. And now, play ball. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears hits a line drive towards first. Palmeiro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coomer strikes out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Alomar, and into shallow right field. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ortiz moves to third. Two outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gates hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines strikes out. two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hocking hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Walker reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Mears moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ortiz strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive beyond third. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cordova moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova moves to third. Gates moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pomeroy moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hawking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hawking hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Walker. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Walker steals second. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive towards first. Coomer catches it and steps on first to double up Bordick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cordova moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Palmeiro hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Davis moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking strikes out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyle's hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Guardado covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 3 in the game. Coomer strikes out. Two outs. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for David Ortiz. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ochoa hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the mound. Guardado can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Lenny Webster pinch hits for Harold Baines. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Steinbach for a passed ball. Ripken moves to second. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Ripken moves to third. One out. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Surhoff scores. Hoyles moves to second. It's 7-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing right field. Pete Smith now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordova strikes out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.